This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on citizens to adopt the spirit of Swadeshi and support locally made products. Addressing a function at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Modi stressed that true service to the nation lies in promoting indigenous goods amid global economic uncertainties.
Aur jo cheez Bharat ke logon ke kaushalya se bani hai hamare liye woh swadeshi hai. Hame vocal for local mantra ko apnana hoga. Hum sankalp le ki hum make in India products ko hi badhava denge. Hamare ghar mein जो भी नया सामान आएगा वो स्वदेशी ही होगा.
The Prime Minister stressed that India, poised to become the world's third largest economy, must prioritize its economic interests, particularly the welfare of farmers and small industries. He urged citizens and traders to embrace Make in India products, especially during the upcoming festive season, as a tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. In a 55-minute speech, the Prime Minister invoked Lord Shiva's Rudra Roop, that is, fierce form, to describe India's resolute action against terrorism. Mr. Modi said the world saw the capabilities of India's indigenous weapons during Operation Sindoor. He said India's air defense systems, missiles and drones proved the strength of Atmanirbhar Bharat, or self-reliant India. The Prime Minister said BrahMos missiles have instilled fear in the enemies of India.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान भारत के स्वदेशी हथियारों की ताकत पूरी दुनिया ने देखी है. खासकर हमारी ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें इनकी दहशत भारत के हर दुश्मन के भीतर भर गई है. मुझे खुशी है कि वो ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें हमारे यूपी में भी बनेगी. लखनऊ में BrahMos missile ki manufacturing shuru ho rahi hai.
Mr. Modi criticized opposition parties for questioning the operation, accusing them of trivializing the bravery of India's armed forces by calling it a tamasha and engaging in vote bank politics. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees in Varanasi. Mr. Modi also released the 20th installment of the PM Kisan scheme, transferring over to 20,500 crore rupees to more than 9.7 crore farmers across India. The Election Commission has doubled the remuneration for booth-level officers, BLOs, and enhanced the remuneration of BLO supervisors involved in the preparation and revision of electoral rolls. In a statement, the poll body informed that as per the revised structure, the annual remuneration for BLOs has been doubled from 6,000 rupees to 12,000 rupees. Additionally, the incentive for BLOs for the revision of electoral rolls has been increased from 1,000 rupees to 2,000 rupees. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, in consultation with the Ministry of Ayush, has released a definitive list of Ayurvedic food preparations under the category of Ayurved Ahar. This significant step brings India's time-honored food wisdom into the mainstream following the introduction of the Food Safety and Standards Ayurved Ahar regulations in 2022. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that the Union Government, led by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has been focusing strongly on infrastructure-led economic growth. He noted that due to this vision, the length of the national highways under the National Highways Authority of India has increased by 120% from 4,000 kilometres in 2014 to 8,700 kilometres in 2025. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav will flag off the Bhavnagar Ayodhya Kant weekly train from Bhavnagar Railway Station today. He will also inaugurate virtually two other trains, one between Rewa and Pune and another between Jabalpur and Raipur. The NEET PG 2025 exam will be held today. Nearly 2,50,000 medical graduates will appear for the test in a single shift from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And in cricket, hosts England will resume their second innings against India on day 4 of the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.